Kahit nasa trahedyang konteksto ng patuloy na krisis sa mga migrante, ang pinakabagong tala sa mga pagkamatay ng mga tao ay lubhang nakakagulat. Ang panahon ng tagsibol ay naging daan sa pagtaas ng bilang ng mga taong sumusubok na gumawa ng paglalakbay mula Afrika patungong Europa. At sinabi ng tagapagsalita ng UNHCR, Carlota Sammy, tatlong paglubog ng bangka ay bumawi sa buhay ng daan-daang tao.
We heard that at least 700 people may have died and gone missing. Several bodies have been recovered out of 3 shipwrecks that have happened on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. But then there were also other incidents, like for example, 4 women have died on a boat because of suffocation and burns, and we have an orphan of 9 months only. And several other people would have fallen off the boat. This is the new normal. It's awful.
Muling inalala ng Eritrean na ito na nakaligtas mula sa paglubog ng bangka ang kanyang mahirap na karanasan.
It was very hard because the water was coming up from everywhere, from down and from up. We tried for more than 6 hours, and then we said it was not possible anymore. We tried to save all the people. That was not possible. All the children, some were already dead, some jumped in the water, some swam. The situation was out of control.
Pinuri ng ahensyang pang-refugee ng United Nations ang hukbong pandagat ng Italia sa mga ginawang pagsisikap na makapagligtas. Tinatantsa ng Senior Communications Officer ng UNHCR, William Splindler, 14,000 katao ang naglakas loob na tumawid ng karagatan sa nakalipas na isang linggo lamang.
So far, 200,000 people have crossed the Mediterranean this year. And in the case of Italy, some 40,000 have arrived since the beginning of the year. Before this latest tragedies, about 1,700 had already been reported dead or missing.
Si Teniente Raffaele Martino, ang commander ng Italianong barkong Viga na dumating sa Pantalan, dala ang mga nakaligtas at ang mga katawan ng mga nalunod na biktima.
After we had finished picking up the survivors of the shipwreck, we began searching for and localizing the bodies and recovering them from the water. At the end of the search and recovery operations, we had picked up 45 bodies. 36 of them were women, 6 men and 3 children.
45 salme, 36 donne, 6 uomini e 3 minori.
Tatlong sasakyang pandagat na may dalang mga migrante ang nakumpirma na lumubog o tumaob sa nakalipas na isang linggo. Ngunit may posibilidad din na isa pang bangka ang lumubog din. Sinabi ni Giovanna Di Benedetto mula sa kawanggawang Save the Children, isang mas maliit na bangka mula Libya na may lulan na halos 400 katao ay hinihila ng isa pang bangka upang iligtas ito nang magsimula itong pumailalim sa tubig.
Some people managed to jump in the water and reach the larger boat, and some were even able to climb up the towline, very few people. The towline was then cut and the smaller boat sank. It seems that many women and also many children were on that boat. This would be the 4th tragedy at sea in the course of just 1 week.
Idinitini ng pulisya ang kapitan ng mas malaking nasirang bangka at iniulat na marami sa mga nakasakay ay pinalo at kinahasa. Sinabi ni Carlota Sammy ng UNHCR, mayroong katibayan ng mga desperadong tao na napipilitang sumakay sa mga mahihinang klase ng mabangka na hindi kailanman makakaligtas sa paglalakbay sa karagatan.
And the smugglers, the survivors told us that the smugglers literally pushed them on the boat, pushed them out at high sea, and they found themselves in unseaworthy ships, that boats that simply, got submerged.
At habang ang mga bangka ay lumisan mula Libya, ang nasyonalidad ng mga dumarating na migrante ay nag-highlight ng kalawakan ng krisis. Karamihan ay nagmula pa sa Sudan, Nigeria at Eritrea.